Salaamu alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen, mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, لَنَا حَقٌ فَإِنْ أُعْطِيْنَاهُ وَإِلَّا رَكِبْنَا أَعْجَازَ الْإِبِلِ وَإِنْ طَالَ السُّرَةِ. We have a right. If it is allowed to us, we will take it. Otherwise, we will ride on the back of the camel behind the rider, even though the journey may be long through darkness. In the previous session, we discussed the first part of this beautiful and alarming saying. We concluded that even though the Imam is in occultation, he remains the Imam and leader for believers. However, he will not fight to reclaim his rightful position of leadership. Rather, it is the responsibility of the believers to prepare the way for his reappearance. Now, the second part of this hikmah, where the Imam says, وَإِلَّا رَكِبْنَا أَعْجَازَ الْإِبِلِ وَإِنْ طَالَ السُّرَةِ. Otherwise, we will ride on back of the camel, behind the rider, even though the journey may be long through darkness. This passage highlights two important points. Firstly, it indicates that the Imam will patiently endure the struggles he faces while waiting for the people to awaken and create the necessary conditions for him to assume his rightful leadership position. Secondly, it points to the reason for the people to wake up, which is the darkness they will experience while the Imam is not in his rightful position of leadership. Here, the Imam alayhi salam is describing the motivation and reason for people to resist illegitimate leadership, namely the darkness of tyranny and oppression. Whereas Imam Ali alayhi salam, just before making this statement, said, Alhamdulillah alladhi ikhtara Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa alihi minna nabiyan وَبَعَثَهُ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا فَنَحْنُ أَهْلُ بَيْتِ النُّبُوَّةِ وَمَعْدِنُ الْحِكْمَةِ وَأَمَانٌ لِأَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ وَنَجَاتٌ لِمَنْ طَلَبَ. All praise belongs to Allah, who chose Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family as our Nabi and appointed him as our Rasul. And we are the people of Muhammad's household and the source of wisdom, a source of safety for the people of the earth, and a means of salvation for those who seek it. As we can see from the Imam's description, they are characterized as source of wisdom, the source of safety for the people of the earth, and the means of rescue and salvation for those who seek it. These phrases reveal that the government of a ma'soom will prioritize the three most important aspects of human life: true knowledge and wisdom, safety and security, help and support. Imam states that a ma'soom government will possess these characteristics if they are given their rightful position of leadership. Under their leadership, people will have access to true knowledge and wisdom. Everyone and everything on earth will feel safe and be able to live in a peaceful environment. Anyone in need of help and support in their journey to salvation will provide it with it. After describing these characteristics, Imam goes on to make a statement in the Hikmah 22. Essentially, he explains that if the people give the ma'soom the rightful position of leadership, they will benefit from the kind of leadership he has just described. However, if they refuse to do so, the ma'soom will patiently wait for the recognition. Even if the dark age that the people are experiencing lasts for a long time. Based on these characteristics that we have described for a ma'soom government, we can also identify what a non-ma'soom government may look like. A government and leadership system that fills the people's mind with lies, untruths, and non-beneficial knowledge. A government and leadership system where people and everything are insecure and unsafe. a government and leadership system where there is no one sincerely available to help and support those in need. And it is indeed darkness in such a society, which is ruled by tyrants. Where Imam alayhi salam says in a part of the sermon number 51, Ala wa inna Muawiyah qada lumatan min al-ghawati wa ammasa alayhim al-khabar hatta ja'alu nuhurahum aghrad al-maniyya. Be aware, Muawiyah brought a group of misguided people and covered the truth from them so that they blindly make their throats targets of spears and swords. The imperialist and monarchist tyrants do not want wise people among their population. They only want slaves and workers. That is why they keep their people away from the truth and make them feel insecure, just as Pharaoh did when Quran says in the Surah Zukhruf, verses number 54, فَاسْتَخَفَّ قَوْمَهُ فَأَطَاعُوهُ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمًا فَاسِقِينَ. He, Pharaoh, intimated his nation, so they obeyed him, for they were a sinning nation. And we see the Quran and the Imam, i.e. the written revelation and the speaking revelation, both try to motivate humans towards the truth and towards helping and supporting the truth by any means necessary, including promises of rewards such as paradise, angels, and salvation. They also create a fear of not following and supporting the cause of truth by promising the fire of hell, misery, and so on for an infinite life. We can find these motivating tools everywhere throughout our lives to inspire ourselves to sacrifice for the truth and put our trust only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by supporting His cause, which is the establishment of the divine government on earth through the return of our Imam Asr wa Zaman Ajallahu Ta'ala Faraju Sharif. Consequently, we should help the cause of Wilayatul Faqih, the esteemed Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei Hafizahullah, in paving the way for the reappearance of Imam al-Zaman Ajallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. Allahumma ma arraftana min al-haq fahammilnahu wa ma qasurna anhu faballighnahu. O Allah, let us bear out that which you made known to us as the truth, and let us attain that which we fall short of. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha, so reach the peak wherever you are.